All right, guys. Welcome once again to your Adonis Lifestyle Podcast. I'm Brad Howard, and John Barbin's on the phone. And today, it's photo day. So we're going to talk about taking pictures for the Adonis transformation contest. Man, I just, like, froze up for some reason. But, taking pictures for the transformation contest, what you need to do, how to officially enter. Remember, you don't enter until you send everything in. And maybe touch on some new things a couple of guys are testing out and something we might actually have to get into a little later on. So take it away, buddy.
All right. So the pictures, we've had people asking. And so since the contest ends in not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, we figured we'd do this call today because it doesn't really want to give you enough time to get ready. And I think next Monday would be a bit short notice considering literally as soon as the podcast is over, you'd be getting ready to take your pictures in within 48 hours. So in general, we want, as anyone who's listened for the last couple of contests, we want a level playing field for your after pictures. So tanning helps. If you can get a tan, you're just going to look better. I mean, people saw Rich's pictures and, Jason's not really tan compared to Rich, but, compared to what Chris Rutherford and his whiteness, it's just tanning looks better. And it just shows up better in picture. So you got to remember when you – like we can't assess – this isn't a bodybuilding show where we're there live. We're doing – online contests revolve around a good picture. And it's just there's only so much we can get out of a picture. Now, the better you take your picture, the better chance you have of really showing off what you got. So we want you all to take the best possible after picture. And, if we saw you live, it would be even more accurate. So what, and all a good picture does is bring what you've got, as close to what it looks like live as possible. I mean, there's just no substitution for seeing it live, but the next best thing is a really good, well done picture. Like, just like a crappy picture can totally hide what you've got. Like, you can see, you know what you look like, and then you could take a picture and be like, oh man, that's just not really what I look like. And that really, that's just an artifact of bad lighting, just it's slightly blurry, the camera flash didn't go off properly. A whole number of things can distort your look. So the key here is to take a bunch of pictures and pick the best ones. But remember, everyone you're competing against is doing the same thing. So we need you guys at the same level as each other. So you want to use lighting. You're all going to be using lighting, that accentuates your look. So you've probably already got a spot in the house where you show up the best, where the lighting just kind of catches the angles right. We want you to use whatever you think is the best spot in the house. And you just know the one that casts the best shadows. Now, if you don't have a specific spot, you can get lighting and do that yourself. You can put lights in front of you on either side at around a 45-degree angle and aim them right at you, and that might help with the way it brings out your look. And now this is something you want to play with. You're just going to have to play around with some lighting until you get the look you want. You probably want somebody else helping. And, take a couple of hours, find the spot that looks best, and then just work with it until you've got, like, the area that brings out the most definition, I guess you could say. And then once you've got the spot you like best, take all your pictures right there. Tanning, you can either put tanning cream on or you can just go for a few tans. That's up to you, but tanning always helps just because typically in pictures, any kind of flash and any kind of, lights just tend to wash people out. So tanning always helps bring out, a little bit of a definition. So that's just sort of something that's known, and that's just what happens. Even when you see a fitness model or a bodybuilder in a magazine who looks like they're just kind of average tanned, when you see them in person, they're really dark. It just because lighting really washes you out. Like in person, people are bodybuilders and fitness competitors are way darker than they look like in their pictures. So lighting and flashes will always wash you out. So you probably need to be darker than you think to show up, just sort of looking just normal tanned in a picture. So that's just sort of my recommendations as far as tanning goes. Shave. Just you might as well, you got to shave because, again,
everybody else is doing it.
Everybody else is doing it, and the body hair will just cover up the definition, and that's, we're not looking for how hairy you are. We're looking for muscle definition and muscle size. So, I mean, this is just going to enhance the look, and this is just for the competition. So,
you know, so no rogue nipple hairs.
Right. So, you don't need to ever shave again, but you do need, I mean, you don't have to, but it's going to really distort your look. Since everyone else is doing it, you probably should.
Well, let me give you an example really quickly. Two things before you move on, because I know you're getting ready to. Number one, the way you know that people are darker, especially in bodybuilding and fitness competitors, is that everybody is the same color on stage.
Oh, like, yeah. Like Irish guys and African-American guys are the exact
same color
on stage. Yep.
Right, exactly. And so you look at the white guy, and then you look at the black guy beside each other, and like really, it's not that much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking maybe a shade, but it's close. Like,
yeah, yeah,
like, oh, it's a white guy.
Like the darkness is similar. The specific tone is different.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of funny. You see like Jay Cutler on stage, and all of a sudden he'll get next to Ronnie or something like that, and you're like, damn.
Yeah, they're both the same color. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But you kind of know that one guy's, you know, white guy. Beforehand, like when he's on his own, but then when you put them together, you're like, holy cow, if he didn't have his spiky hair, it might be a little bit different there.
Well, they're just, yeah, it's just dark. It's just dark.
Yeah.
So.
And then the second thing, the other reason is important, like the first contest, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it was really easy to judge. It was the first one. You didn't have as many participants. I mean, literally the who won and who lost, I mean, it was pretty easy to tell. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. Second one, it got tough.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, and now I think this one's going to be even tougher. Everything matters now. You know, at the beginning, it wasn't that important. It was basically, in the beginning, it was who's going to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is, all right, who's going to step up and do it right? Now people are starting to get into, and this is what I kind of want to maybe talk about a little bit later after you finish some of the stuff you're talking about. But I mean, people are even talking about doing, you know, water depletes and sodium, you know, stuff and carving up. And I mean, literally getting into, like show type shape, like doing a lot of the stuff that these guys are doing. So it's, I mean, money's on the line. People are getting serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we just want you guys all to have an equal shot. So,
yeah.
Okay. So we covered tanning, we covered shaving, lighting. Again, like I said, you're going to kind of have to figure out where the lighting looks best. There are general and again, it's you're going to find spots in your house where the lighting just seems to be really good and casts the best shadows that use those spots. But you can also take lights and aim them, like I said, 5-6 feet away, 40 if you can, like right in front of you, 45 degree angles on either side. That might be a way to accentuate your look as well. So those are ways you can kind of play around with lights until you find the best look. Again, take more than just, you know, even though we just need the three shots, the front, the side, the back, take a bunch and send us a bunch. Like it helps to be able to see as much of you as we can, right? So do a couple front shots, do a couple sides, a couple backs, do, you know, you can do a bit of posing. Like a lot of guys in the past now are starting to, like Jason sent us different poses. So you can do that too. Same with Rich. I mean, that helps too, like arms up and stuff like that. And that all of that helps with us assessing your overall look.
Yeah, I mean, experiment. I mean, if you take them over, like literally, if you spend the all last week of just experimenting with different stuff and taking pictures, I mean, you're not going to lose anything. I mean, hopefully by now you're pretty much where you want to be, and so you could experiment. I mean, go, you know, drink a lot of water one day. The other day, eat more. You know, the other day, you know, take a picture fasted. You know, I mean, just play with it and see which one kind of comes out the best.
Because
because they're just different ways. Like me in the morning, like my abs look really good. You know, after I work out, like for me, if I was gonna do it, the time I know what I would do. I would do it probably around lunchtime, and I wouldn't have any food, and it would be right after I worked out.
Well, and that's when it looks the best. So yeah, so you've got like you're gonna have 10 days to experiment with this to find your best look. So
yeah.
Do what Brad said. Just test out different times and see. You know, you probably already have a good idea of when you think you'll take your picture, but test it out and see what you got. As far as water goes, I mean, you're probably going to look tightest if you do a fast and some kind of water deplete. So basically, fast and don't drink, and that's probably going to be you know, you don't need to do it full 24 hours. You can do like, you know, 12 to 16 hours, like literally just an overnight thing and see what you look like the next morning. Cut your water for a bit too. So cutting water, meaning let's say I want to do my picks tomorrow at noon. I could maybe start cutting my water sometime today between noon and 6 p.m. and stop eating sometime around noon today, and then take my pictures sometime closing in around noon tomorrow. And that's basically about a day of fasting, as well as an evening and a morning of not drinking. And that kind of might bring you as tight as you could possibly be without doing anything kind of crazy. But it doesn't need to be a full 24 hours. You can mess around with it. And that's why I would say test it once or twice on the way into the final couple of days. And also when you actually take your pictures, give yourself 2 days to take them. So the final day you can take and submit them is on the 24th. But also I would plan it so you're taking pictures on the 23rd and the 24th and in two different states, because you never know. You may look better on the 23rd than you do on the 24th, or vice versa. So you kind of want to give yourself that range. I know so many bodybuilding competitors who miss winning a show because they looked really good 24 hours after the show or 24 hours before the show, but not on the day of the show. But we don't have that problem. You guys have a couple of days range there. So remember, everyone you're competing against is getting the same advice. So I suggest using the final 2 days as both days as your picture day and as your picture days. And, you know, do a morning picture, do an evening picture and a morning picture. Do a fasted picture and a fed picture. Do a post-workout picture, maybe a pre-workout picture, and not just a picture, do all the pictures, and just see what it looks like. And, you know, you sit down with yourself and some people that are close to you and have a look and be like, which ones do you think are the best? And send in the best.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, here's something else. Do you have anything else as far as taking pictures? I mean, I think that's pretty much it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's more or less it as far as picture taking. As far as preparing for the pictures, like we said, we've already told you about the lighting and stuff. You can also ask some of the previous winners. They might have some advice in the forums, like Jason and Rich and Ron. They all probably have something else that they could contribute. But in general, everyone's gotten the same advice, so it's more or less going to land. The advice will converge on basically what we've already said. A water deplete is, I mean, you do have to have some kind of water deplete at the end because it just sharpens up the look. So how long you deplete is up to you. I wouldn't suggest any more than 24 hours as far as water. It's much easier on you to divide that up overnight. So if you do like a noon to noon, at least right in the middle of that, you're sleeping, so it doesn't feel so challenging. And obviously within a water deplete, there's likely going to be a food, like a fast too. You may be able to deplete liquids, but still drink maybe coffee or tea, something that also has a bit of a diuretic effect. So whatever you are drinking causes you to expel even more water than you're taking in. So like if a cup of coffee causes you to excrete even more water than was in the cup, then that's okay. But in general, you kind of don't want to take in too much water on that last day because you want to have the driest, tightest look. Again, and everyone's going to be doing this, and this is just for that picture. But other than that, there's not any crazy carb loading or anything like that to necessarily worry about. I think you might end up with a watery look, but that's if you do want to test eating a bit of extra carbs before you kind of do the water deplete. That's why I want you to take at least 2 days of pictures. So if it throws your look off, at least you have another day to recover from that. So if you want to do some kind of a whole body exhaustive workout and then eat a bit of extra carbs right after to see if you can get like your muscles looking really full, I suggest trying that on the Monday or the Tuesday. And if it kind of gives you sort of a smooth look, at least you have you have from Tuesday till Wednesday night to still do another fast and cut the water, so you can at least have another look on Wednesday. In other words, if it sort of doesn't work for you, you have another day to take another picture, right? You don't want to like wait till the very last day, try some kind of carb load and then ruin your look and be like, oh damn, you know, now I just kind of look smooth. So like if you're going to try something like that, give yourself at least a day or two to still take another picture afterwards.
Right. All right. So I guess the next thing we probably need to talk about is going forward, how things are going to change up a little bit. What some of the ideas that we've got, And then more specifically, talking about having almost two concurrent contests running at the same time.
Oh, you mean next year?
Yeah, starting in January. Because I know a lot of guys really haven't entered the contest, and there are going to be some other guys that are probably, you know, that are building muscle that might not necessarily have a good before and after picture because, I mean, let's be honest, in 12 weeks, I mean, how much muscle are you going to pack on? I mean, it's not that – it's not just really going to happen for you like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to be doing is, you know, having two contests. One will be kind of the before and after contest, which is going to be more for the beginners. And then we're going to have a finished look contest where you don't submit a before picture, but you just submit your finished look picture.
I guess it's like an open sort of, yeah, I guess you could say. Like,
yeah, because, you know, I mean, you'll be the person that's able to judge. I mean, for instance, if you've got a lot of training history and you've never entered the contest because you're like, yeah, dude, I just don't have a dramatic before and after. Like, this is what.
Yeah, you shouldn't be penalized for not being able to have a massive transformation, even if you already look good.
Yeah, exactly. You should be rewarded for looking good. And so basically what we're doing, I mean, if you're already sitting at a 1.6 and, you know, you've got a 45% waist of your height or whatever, I mean, you're already spot on and you've been spot on for a while and you're just basically shaping and sculpting and just improving certain areas. I mean, yeah, you're not going to have a good before and after. However, you know, if we throw you up against some of the other guys that have won in the past who are, you know, in that same area, you might take it all. And so we want to see that. We want to see more people who are at that level, because that's what we don't have. Because a lot of people are, you know, doing the before and afters, and, you know, their after pictures are at that level. But, you know, we've already got some guys, you know, I mean, like, for instance, like myself and Barbin and Pilon, I mean, we're right on top of it. There are probably guys just like us who are right on top of it and who have been right on top of it for a while, but this just haven't had the need or want or even felt like they would even benefit from entering a contest. And this gives those guys an opportunity to kind of step up and win some money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're going to work on the specifics of that, and that will be in January, along with another transformation contest.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess maybe what we should do is probably try to get some feedback on us and, you know, on the blog and just kind of try to give some ideas, because kind of my overall thoughts, to be quite honest with you, is to, like, if you're close to your ideal waist, then you probably shouldn't. I mean, I don't think that I don't think there should be a before and after category for that. Yeah, because at that point, it's all about building muscle.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still improvement. It just becomes – I mean, the before and afters are subjective anyways. It's just that when you're close, it's a lot finer of a call on who's going to win.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, then –
But that's what real shows are like. Real shows, you're splitting hairs to pick a winner. Like, right. I've judged a fitness show. It's really hard to pick who's going to win. You're looking at everybody. You're like, well, everyone looks good. Like, everyone's really close. I mean, the criteria we use to pick is you literally are splitting hairs.
Right.
But again, think of what you're talking about. You're talking about the best of the best. So everyone there looks good. It's just now you've got to, you know, and it does give people something to shoot for once they are sort of, because we do get this question a lot in the forums, like, once you get to 1.6, then what? So I guess this is what we'll give them.
Yeah, now you can compete in the best of the best.
Basically.
Maybe that's what
we'll
call it.
Mm-hmm.
Best of the best. Who's the best?
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's when all the real shit talking will start.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, there's some pretty good shit talking already.
Yeah, but I think it'll get even better.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you've heard it here now. We're going to try to iron out the details, and we'll communicate with you guys in the forums about where to go with it. But anyways, all of this is going to start in January.
Yep, so probably mid-January, give you about two, 3 weeks to kind of normalize back after the holidays and get back on your game and kind of get ramped up, and, you know, we'll hit it off in January. And then obviously the women's part will come around too. The next thing too that we've kind of talked about is, I haven't really talked about it with Barb and talked a little bit with Pilon. We talked about it in the past, but we're floating around, try to have some type of Adonis Summit or and combo it with a Venus Summit. Hopefully, maybe in the spring. Just been trying to get some ideas of who'd be interested, who wouldn't, and some locations. We're thinking Vegas, but
I'm heavily leaning towards Vegas. as in it will be in Vegas.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it just makes the most sense. it's relatively inexpensive overall. Basically, it's just costly to gamble. Probably what we'll end up doing.
And there's frequent flights. Like, no matter what city you're coming from, there's always a flight to Vegas. Not like freaking going to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was. And then the final thing is it's probably not going to be something where we're doing a lot of teaching, or it's not going to be like a seminar. It's just a summit. And if we teach, it'll probably be while everybody's sitting by the pool sipping on mojitos. So maybe we'll do that. I don't know if I feel like.
Yeah, kind of like an unconference. We'll just judge. Put it this way: we're going to go to Vegas, and we're going to tell.
You guys can come.
We're going to tell everyone we're going to be there, and if enough people want to go, we'll set aside time. We'll set aside time to talk about all of this stuff, and you know we'll actually have face to face time. We'll assess it as interest, you know, dictates. If it just turns into me, Pilon, and Howard going, then fine. The three of us will just be there. We're going regardless, but whoever wants to come can come. And then we do want like some kind of the more people that show up and the more people that guarantee they're showing, the more of our formal attention you'll get. If you know people just can't do it, or it just seems like people are waiting to the last minute, or people aren't sure if they're making it, then it just becomes less formal. And
yeah,
I mean that's the only way we can do it without having to really like set up structures and book out conference rooms and charge like a high ticket price and stuff. I mean, we want to keep it as costly. I mean, just getting there is going to be costly, so we want to keep it as realistic as possible.
Yeah, I mean, what we'll probably do, and I kind of talked about this on the blog or in the forum, is I mean, maybe we'll charge like $100-$150, but it's not like that money's going anywhere. All we're going to do is take that money. That basically just kind of gives us an idea of who's coming, and then we're just going to take that money and go use it to buy, you know, either a good dinner somewhere for everybody, or you know, drinks, you know, or have a party or whatever. I mean, it's basically coming back to you. So.
Yeah, and then if enough people are involved, we'll probably use it to set aside some kind of space where we can have a more specific talk. Yeah, again, it may even just be poolside space, but maybe we'll have a private party or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I want to have a private party. I'd rather just have a private party, book out a. You know, a whole room. If we got to teach while people are sipping on drinks and you know and eating, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I don't like the word teach. It would be more like just an open discussion.
There you go.
Yeah.
Discuss, talk. Which, what else is new? I mean, that's all we do anyway. Yeah. So, just basically be an opportunity for you to hang out with the people that you've met and you get to meet in real life. So that's what it would be, and be kind of cool. So that's what we want to do. We're kind of. Mess around and get some dates on it. I don't know. I'm probably thinking, I don't know. What do you think? April-ish, something like that.
March, April. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. It would be really cool to be there for the Final Four again.
Oh yeah. 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 Okay. So that's,
we may have to take some time out to bet on some basketball games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Like last year.
Yep.
So, and
okay. So
that's about it. So like I say,
what else do we have as far? I feel like there's more for picture taking. Again, we'll cover more of this in the next week's podcast. Like the final entrant is the final entry procedure, which is getting your pictures in, getting your essay written. What else goes with? Oh, make sure you have a newspaper in at least one of the pictures. Just so we, you know, keep it on the up and up so we can validate the day that you took the pictures. And just make that another picture that goes along with the group. It doesn't need to be one of the actual poses, so to speak. It just have it in one shot so we know it's part of that group of shots.
Right. Yep, exactly. So, and if we think of anything else, we'll just put it on a blog post or something. But,
yeah.
I don't know.
But as far as final prep, just continue your workouts. There's nothing fancy to do as far as working out or eating before the pics. Oh, pump up before your pictures. So do some push-ups, do some curls, do some lateral raises, whatever. I mean, everyone should be doing that for that final look. Don't go crazy with it because you can actually I mean, you know what? Test. Sorry. Let me say it another way. Test it. Test what you look like, without doing a pump at all. So do your water deplete, you know, whenever you've planned for the moment of the shoot, do it completely cold, meaning no muscle pump, then pump up. So do various exercises like lateral raises, push-ups, curls, stuff like that. See what you look like there and compare the two looks.
Right.
And send the one that looks the best. So and everyone's doing this too, right? So this is the illusion of the best looking picture. Because we just cannot see you in person. And competitors, when they go on stage, they do this. They do pump up when they're backstage. Now, most of them are using something else, to enhance that. But so that's why I'm saying test it. Because there's a difference between people who are clean and people who aren't clean. And you just may not know what looks better for you. I'm assuming a pump will always look better, but you may find that it doesn't quite look as good as when you're just kind of cold.
Right.
So, but you're not constrained to standing on a stage. You're allowed to choose. So I would say test all the looks you have.
Yep, sounds good to me. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up. So for John Barbin, I'm Brad Howard, and that's your Adonis Lifestyle Podcast.